This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. More than 100 people have been sent to concentration camps for gay men in Chechnya, with three killed, according to recent reports. A Russian newspaper broke the news, alleging that authorities have set up several camps where gay men are killed or forced to promise to leave the republic. Svetlana Zakharova from the Russian LGBT network said that gay people had been detained and rounded up. She said, "They are tortured with electric currents and heavily beaten, sometimes to death." Chechnya leader Ramzan Kadyrov, who is a key ally of Vladimir Putin, allegedly ordered the clamp down. However, his regime denied the arrests, claiming that it was impossible to persecute those who are not in the republic. The UK Foreign Office has condemned the alleged treatment of gay men in Chechnya, with Baroness Annaleigh calling on Russia to investigate the mass detention of gay men and to ensure the perpetrators are brought to justice. Following this, hundreds of people held a London protest outside the Russian embassy. Here in Australia, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has raised concerns about the recent reports that over 100 people have been sent to the concentration camps. Australia has now raised concerns directly with the Kremlin over reports gay men have been rounded up, tortured and killed as part of an anti-gay crackdown. Bishop said, "We are seeking advice from the Russian government on whether any Australians are involved so that we can offer appropriate consular assistance." And a dying Australian man has pled with Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to legalise same-sex marriage before he passes away. 78-year-old Peter Bunsall Boone has been diagnosed with an aggressive type of cancer that is terminal, and his final wish is to be able to marry his partner of 50 years. He wrote to the PM, "Dear Mr. Turnbull, you can make our wish come true. Please do it quickly as Bun's time is fast running out." And the Safe Schools program is set to be scrapped in both New South Wales and Tasmania once federal funding for it runs out later this year. New South Wales Education Minister Rob Stokes confirmed it will instead be replaced with a new anti-bullying strategy. Tasmania's Education and Training Minister Jeremy Rockliffe similarly confirmed this government won't fund the Safe Schools program once federal funding stops mid-year, despite it already being implemented in 22 Tasmanian schools. Tasmanian Premier Will Hodgman has delivered a historic apology to those convicted under the state's former laws against homosexuality and cross-dressing. In 1995, Hodgman was the first leader in Australia to commit to such an apology, and has become the first Liberal leader in Australia to offer one. Tasmania was the last state in Australia to carry out the death penalty for sodomy in 1867. And more than 1,200 Queenslanders are participating in the state government's 6 million four-year expanded PrEP trial as part of efforts to prevent HIV transmission. Minister for Health Cameron Dick said the strong uptake demonstrated the high demand for the QPrEP trial, which has filled more than half of its 2,000 places less than 5 months after its launch. Recent data shows that there has been 48 HIV notifications compared to 57 in the same period last year, a reduction of 18%. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A new production of Romeo and Juliet has cast two male Premier League soccer players in lead roles as star-crossed lovers and will explore the difficulties male sportspeople face when coming out. The production will aim to redefine how the public views Shakespeare, sport and masculinity, using music to create an atmosphere similar to a football stadium. The performance will begin on April 29 at Union Theatre in London and runs through to May 20. USA Volleyball is standing up for a trans player who was criticised for playing in the Women's League. In January, Tia Thompson was given clearance to play as a female after playing in the men's division for years, but the volleyball community said it created an unfair level of competition for teams with biological women. USA Volleyball says that the governing body supports Thompson's right to self-identify and compete under the rules of the sport. And finally, Olympic soccer player Michelle Heyman says she can't wait to show affection towards her girlfriend Mae Youssef in public at an upcoming soccer awards night. The Aussie national was inspired by AFLW player Erin Phillips, who lovingly kissed her girlfriend after winning the league's Best and Fairest award this year. Heyman told the Daily Telegraph it's important that same-sex couples are comfortable being themselves in the public eye ahead of a potential same-sex marriage vote. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, @QNN Australia.
@QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.